wali body na mwa mwitile mwa mepeche ya pantu wali vitile body jini alafuma inenda mumona umu chinshi nalisulileko mulungu wali vitile mwako mwine jini ali njitile mwanta fishi ya tasali efyo na jitile mufaya penka tukanya mwaka mwitile.
Lusaka's number one, 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Small-scale livestock association has urged government to develop concrete strategies to address gaps in beef production. Nalolo Town Council will spend over 440,000 kwacha to sponsor over 100 pupils on CDF bursary. In international news, Kenyan and Ugandan activists are still in custody in Tanzania. And in sports news, veteran coach Wetson Nyirenda has bemoaned that most players are not hungry for success.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Mulenga. Small-scale Livestock Association Executive Director Charles Malama has urged government to develop concrete strategies to address gaps in beef production if the country is to realize its ambitious beef export targets. His call follows recent remarks by Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala, who revealed that the government is aiming to generate 1 billion kwachas in beef exports, citing the establishment of disease-free compartments across the country as a key enabler. Mr. Malama acknowledged that the projection is a step in the right direction, but expressed concern over the slow progress in improving conditions for beef production. He noted that the lack of significant support and infrastructure development, which has caused many farmers to abandon livestock farming in favor of mainstream crop production.
In numbers. So I don't think unless if we can be able to control a situation whereby we've got the situation of a drought, that is a calamity, I mean, if we can be able to control that with other measures away from depending on land, because we have got a lot of dams. Now you'll find if there is a drought, animals, especially in the southern part of Zambia, they have to be taken to a far distance. They move from villages to where they call at Wutwa, Kapwe Flats. So, you know, I don't think we can afford this because even those boys, these animals from villages, taking them to Kapwe Flats, there, you know, big regions are supposed to have measures whereby we've got the proper dams that can last for days, whether we have drought or not have drought.
In another development, Zambia Open Community Schools and Child Fund Zambia have signed a memorandum of understanding, marking an important step in their joint efforts to improve educational opportunities for Zambia's vulnerable children. The partnership aims to enhance access to quality education through collaborative initiatives benefiting over 1.15 million children across Zambia. The collaboration focuses on joint fundraising, capacity strengthening of education systems, and advocacy of inclusive education policies. Child Fund Country Director Victor Koi stated that the partnership had sought to ensure that all children, regardless of their circumstances, would access quality learning opportunities. Child Fund Education Specialist Tasha Simasiku noted that the collaboration has been a pivotal moment, saying that combining resources and expertise would create lasting change in the lives of Zambia's underserved children. The two organizations have committed to strengthening community-based schools, mobilizing resources, and advocating for policy reforms that promote inclusive education. Meanwhile, ZOC's director, Cleopatra Muma, described the agreement as a shared vision and a strategic roadmap for the future of education for orphans and vulnerable children. In another development, Nalolo Council Town Council will this year spend a total of 449,100 kwacha to sponsor 107 pupils awarded scholarships using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, under the Boarding Secondary Schools Bursaries component. Out of the 107 pupils being sponsored this year, 30 are new pupils, while 77 learners are returning students attending schools in various boarding secondary schools. Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, through the Western Province provincial local government office has approved the request submitted by the council to allocate 449,100 kwacha from the 2025 CDF to sponsor 107 pupils across Nalolo constituency under the boarding secondary school bursaries component.
The list of applicants under the boarding secondary schools bursaries component was recommended by the Constituency Development Fund Committee, CDFC, to the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development for approval in accordance with Section 25(1) of the CDF Act No. 1 of 2024. The local authority would like to urge all the pupils awarded bursaries under the 2025 CDF boarding secondary schools component to report to their respective schools.
In another development, the opposition All People's Congress Party has strongly condemned President Hakainde Hichilema's recent statements, accusing him of resorting to blackmail tactics to influence voters ahead of the upcoming elections. Mr. Hichilema's claim that citizens risk returning to a state of violence if they do not vote for him and the United Party for National Development, UPND, is veiled by the APC as a desperate attempt to manipulate public sentiment. Party President Nason Musoni argues that resorting to electoral blackmail is essentially an admission that President Hichilema and his administration have lost the moral and political case to remain in power.
The assertion by Mr. Hichilema that if citizens don't vote well, they might end up going back to being beaten is intended to blackmail citizens in and his failed UPND regime. We think that resorting to electoral blackmail tactics is in essence an admission that he has lost the argument for remaining in government. Arguably, Mr. Hichilema has sensed an early defeat, and as such, he has now resorted to scaremongering tactics, which we think are designed to make voters to vote for him and UPND out of fear. What we are saying, in reality, the beatings which is referring to have actually gotten even worse under the watch of his administration. Many a time, mourners have been beaten at the graveyard by UPND thugs. Worse still, the police won't arrest the thugs. Worse still, perpetrators under his watch are never condemned.
In international news, a meeting meant to soothe tensions between the U.S. and South Africa instead spiraled as President Donald Trump put his counterpart on the defensive with claims that white farmers in his nation were being killed and persecuted. On Wednesday, a week after the U.S. granted asylum to nearly 60 Afrikaners, a move that rankled South Africa, President Ramaphosa visited the White House to reset the country's relations. Instead, Trump surprised Ramaphosa during a live news conference with widely discredited claims of a white genocide in South Africa. He played a video showing an exhibit during a protest of several crosses lining a road, claiming they were brutal sites for murdered white farmers. Trump said he did not know where in South Africa it was filmed. Still in international news, a Kenyan and a Ugandan activist detained in Tanzania after traveling to observe a court appearance by a jailed opposition leader still in custody. Tanzania's Law Society said after previously saying they had been deported. Kenyan activist Boniface Mwangi and Ugandan lawyer Agatha Atuhaire had gone to Dar es Salaam to attend opposition leader Tundu Lissu's first court appearance on Monday on charges of treason and publishing false information. The case has highlighted what government critics say is a growing crackdown on opponents of President Samia Suluhu Hassan. On Tuesday, Tanzania Law Society President Boniface Mwabukusi had said Mwangi and Atuhaire had been deported. On Wednesday, he issued a clarification saying the two were still in custody of the Immigration Department and the society was making efforts to resolve the situation. We take a short break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally.